Washington Artillery Park offers something truly rare in New Orleans, an elevated view. In our flat city, it's unusual to be able to see so far in multiple directions. And from where you are, you can see three sites that tell the story of the city's creation: the Mississippi River, the French Market, and Jackson Square. You can see the Mississippi from one side of Artillery Park. This river is the reason for the city's existence. In a commercial sense, the river provides fertile ground for farming and a key connection between the inland U.S. and Canada and the Caribbean, but the river is also the reason why New Orleans can exist physically. The land where you're standing used to be part of the Gulf of Mexico. Then, around 7,000 years ago, the Mississippi changed its course and began to pass through this general area. Before the man-made levees that surround it today, the river tended to overflow annually, and with each flood, it deposited earth that built up to form the southern part of Louisiana. As you explore the French Quarter, you'll be walking on ground that arrived here from all over the Mississippi Valley. The river drove human commerce long before New Orleans came to be. To your left, as you're looking toward the river, is Café du Monde, the starting point of the French Market, a place we'll visit further into the tour. Today's French Market stands on the site of a Native American intertribal trading post dating back about 1,000 years. The name Mississippi, meaning Big River, comes to us from the Ojibwe language of Native Americans who lived much further north around the river's headwaters. Locally, the Choctaw, Chitimacha, and other tribes would gather and trade where the French Market stands now. The river was also the route by which Europeans came to Louisiana, and they came in three waves. First, a Spanish expedition, led by Hernando de Soto, entered North Louisiana in 1541, looking for more of the gold and silver that Spaniards had seen in South and Central America. They didn't find it, and Spain never followed through on occupying land it claimed around the Mississippi. Then, in 1682, a Frenchman, René Robert Cavalier, Sieur de La Salle, made an expedition down the Mississippi from the Great Lakes, claiming the river and its valley for France and naming it La Louisienne. The name hasn't changed much, but the borders have. La Salle's claim covered the Mississippi and all of its tributaries, including land as far from New Orleans as western New York State and southern Alberta, Canada. La Salle planned to return and build a colony along the Mississippi, but he was never able to find the mouth of the river again, and ultimately he was killed in a mutiny while searching for it far to the west of us in East Texas. The successful founding of a French colony along the river finally happened in 1718. The Lemoine brothers of France, Iberville and Bienville, were sent to Louisiana in the wake of La Salle's failure, and the younger brother, Bienville, explored the lower Mississippi looking for the best site. He found a spot above a hard bend in the river, which he believed would protect the city against floods and hurricanes, and where trade between Native Americans was already underway. The Native American trading post and the bend in the river are still visible from Washington Artillery Park. On the opposite side of the park from the river, you can see the iconic view of Jackson Square, the place where Bienville's city began, and the city's central gathering place since its founding. We'll get into more detail on Jackson Square later, but this is a great spot for a photo, especially with the benefit of early morning lighting. The amphitheater below is often packed for a performance by a local troupe of comedian acrobats. Other than that, the park is a popular place to bring to-go orders of beignets from Café du Monde to enjoy in relative peace. Even if you don't see anyone eating them, you may see telltale streaks of powdered sugar on the ground. And unfortunately, this spot and the scenic walk along the riverfront nearby are also popular spots for an age-old local con. If an aggressively friendly stranger approaches and says they bet they can tell you where you got your shoes at, the answer is on your feet. The cannon in the center relates to the park's namesake, the Washington Artillery, a long-standing organization that has been variously a militia, a benevolent society, and a division of the Louisiana National Guard, and participated substantially in the American Civil War and in World War I. From here, head down the ramp to Café du Monde. If you're facing Jackson Square, this will be the ramp to your right.